Okay, let us begin. Meseches Chawa, Daf Aleph. Chawa, Daf Aleph. And we start the four prakim of Meseches Chawa, Perek, Chamish, Dvarim, Chayavim, B'Chawa. The Torah tells us in Parsha Shlach, just a number of points of introduction to the Mesechta. Parsha Shlach is where the source of the mitzvah of Chawa is. Vayadabar Hashem, Moshe Leimar, Hashem says to Moshe, Dabrel B'nei Yisrael, V'yamarta Alehem, B'vo'achem ala aretz, when you come to the land. So this is a mitzvah hatuliya ba'aretz. Midaraisa chal is only in Eretz Yisrael. B'vo'achem ala aretz, asher ani mevi eschem shama. When you come to the land that I am bringing you there, that b'vo'achem is going to be the source for many halachas. Rashi already quotes on Chumash, Mishuna b'yazu mikol b'yos shebatorah. This word, b'vo'achem, is different than the others. Shebekula ne'emar ki savo ki savo'u. Ki savo'u el ha'aretz is when it says it by other mitzvahs ha'tulios. Lefecha kulon amedo zumizu. And therefore they're learned from each other because ki savo'u. V'kivan shepir l'cha kasa ba'achas mehen she'ena el ha'achar yerusha v'yeshiva. Av kulon came. So by all those ki savo'u ki savo'us, because they are compared to each other, and since one of them means that those mitzvahs, Chumas and Maestras, only started after the 14 years when they went into Eretz Yisrael and after Kibush V'chiluk, 7 years of conquering the enemies and 7 years of splitting up the land. So to all of them. Aval zu nemer ba bivoachem. Bivoachem is a different word, and therefore this one is different. Misha nichlesu ba ve'achlu milachma nischaiva b'chala. Right, chala started right away, right when they went into Eretz Yisrael, before the other mitzvahs that started 14 years later, so that already shows a uniqueness. And every one of these mitzvahs that we talk about has a uniqueness. Truma and Bikurim and Chala, they all have something unique about them. And the Torah continues, V'haya ba'acholchem ilechem aretz, when you eat from the bread of the land, tarimu truma l'Hashem, you shall remove truma. So you see already here that Chala is called truma. There'll be parallels between Chala and truma, because Chala is even called truma. They're mitztarif to each other. Reishis ariso sechem, the beginning, the reishis of the arisa, of the dough, Chala tarimu truma. We just had some examples at the end of Maaser Sheni about parallels between the two. But here it says, the beginning of your dough, arisa, tarimu truma, many different words, and we'll have to see what each of the words is teaching me. Chala tarimu truma. Kitrumas goren, kitrimu osa. And then the Torah says explicitly, just like trumas goren, just like the truma, truma gadola, kain tarimu osa, so too you shall be tarimu. What is that teaching me? So again, these are all, we'll be discussing the Masechta, but Rashi says ala Torah, just like trumas goren, shelo nomar bashir, that does not have a shir, mida araisa. How much is truma mida araisa? Chita achas pateras is akri. Just like truma doesn't have a shir, velo, kitrumas meiser, shenemar bashir. Right, like Trumas Goren, like Truma Gedola, that does not have a shear, and not like Trumas Meiser, which has a shear. Chalami Daraisa has no shear. Aval Chachamim Nafsu Shear, the Chachamim made a shear that we'll mention soon. And then the Torah continues, May Reishis Ariso Sechem. From the Reishis of your Arisa, of your dough, Tinu Lashem Truma Ludaro Sechem. Again, it's called Truma three times, at least. It's called Truma here, and it's May Reishis that we had recently also. It's not Kol Reishis. You can't give your whole dough to challah, because that is not allowed. You have to have something that it's matir miksasa velo kula. Rashi quotes, give it to the kohen. So those are the psukim in the Torah for the mitzvah of challah given in Parsha Shlach. The Rambam has the mitzvahs of challah in Hilchas Bikurim. Hilchas Bikurim, the Rambam puts all together all the firsts, not trumos. Trumos is separate, but if you look in Hilchas Bikurim, the Rambam says that's the towards the end of Sefer Zrayim. The Rambam says, what am I going to talk about Hilchas Bikurim? Nine mitzvos, eight mitzvos asay. So what are all the firstborn halachas that are not mentioned in Trumos? Right, Trumos is it's rachis, it's truma, but is it bechor? What are all the bechor halachas? So we have Bikurim, that's called Bechar, right, to be mafresh Bikurim, that's a mitzvah saseh. Not to eat Bikurim outside of Yerushalayim, the Kohen, that's the lo saseh. But all the others are the mitzvah saseh. To be mafresh Bikurim. Likros alehem, to have mikra Bikurim. Nen, lahafresh chala lekohen, that's ours, number four here. Number five, to give, let's say, zroa v'lachayim v'keva l'kohen. From every chulin animal, I give zroa l'chayim v'keva. There's a whole perik in chulin called perik hazroa. To give rachis hagez to the Kohen. The first shearings, that's also a perek in Chulin. To be Pode Pidyon HaBen. Pidyon HaBen is here in Ilchas Bikurim. Pidyon Petach Hamor. Arifas Petach Hamor. Those are all mentioned here in Bikurim. Again, Petach Hamor is not a Karban, right? Pachar Behema Tahora is not here. But Pidyon HaBen is here, and Petach Hamor, which the halacha is switching it to a sheep and then giving that to the Kohen, that is here. And the Rambam says the first four prakim are about Bikurim, and then we go to Perek Hay, Perek Hamishi in Bikurim. The Rambam starts off, Mitzvahs Aseh Lahafresh Truma Min Ha'isa La Kohen. It's a mitzvah to give truma from the Isa to the Kohen. Shenema, Reishas Ariso Sechem, Chala Trimu Truma. Reishas Zu Ein Lashir Min HaTorah. There's no shir mida raisa, as we just saw, afilu hifrish kisaora pater asa'isa, even if I only amafrish a tiny little piece of the dough the size of a barley seed, that it paters, that exempts the isa, it's no longer tevel. V'yose kol isa sochala lo aso klum. You can give a tiny amount, but there's also a maximum. There's no minimum, any tiny minimum. Maximum, you have to leave over something. V'yose kol isa sochala lo aso klum, ad shishayer miksas. You have to leave over something. Umidivrei Sofrim, what's the Shir Midi Rabbanan? And again, this is just an overview. We'll see many of these halachas, Be'ezus Hashem. Umidivrei Sofrim, Shemafrishin Echad Miyasrim Ba'arba Mena'isa. In the days of old, the days of the Mikdash, 1/24. One thing, if I had to figure out how much your Isa is weighs, and take off 1/24 and give it. Kadesh Yembo Kadin Matana Lakohen. Shinemar Titainlo. Tainlo davar haraui litznob matana. So 1/24 is considered something of chashivas. Vanachtum, a baker who sells so much, and 1/24 would be so much for him. So Chazal say 1/48. 1 out of 48. That's enough. So that's 1/24. And there are many different details. Ein chayav, and the Rama continues. Ein chayav in bachala ben atora ela beretz Yisrael bilvad. Only in Eretz Yisrael midaraisa. Shenemar ba'chol chemilechem ha'aretz. Ubizman azeh shekol Yisrael, ubizman shekol Yisrael sham, Rabba Pshita, you need only in Eretz Yisrael, and you need kol Yisrael sham for him to be midaraisa. Shenemar bevoachem, bias kolchem, v'lo bias miksaschem. Leficha chala bizman azeh, that's why chala bizman azeh, says the Rabba, bizman azeh already in the days of Bayashedi. Afilu b'yimei Ezra be'eretz Yisrael eino ela midivreihem kamoshe b'arna b'tshuvan. Because in the days of the second Beis HaMikdash, most of the Jews, Rachmana Litzlan, when there was a Beis HaMikdash, they stayed in Galus, and Ezra screamed at them about it. But that's why the Chiyuv of Chala was only Durabanan. How do you determine Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz? You go by the moment of kneading with a K. Peros Chutz La'aretz, she'nichlusu La'aretz, chayavin b'chala, u'peros ha'aretz, she'yatsu l'chutz La'aretz, piturin. Shenemar, ani no mevi eschem shama, shama atem chayavin bein al-peros ha'aretz, bein al-peros chutz La'aretz. Wherever the kneading take place, that's where one is chayav, as we will see more. Skipping now, the Rambam says a couple of prakim later, as we continue this overview of the Rambam. The Rambam says here in Perek Hey, Halacha. Again, this is also in the Shulchan Aruch, but we're just reading it for the Rambam. The Rambam says, if you buy from the baker, the different rules, mixing doughs together, other rules. The Rambam says, well, that's in Perek Zion, Hamavrish Chalaso Kemach, you're supposed to take it once it's a dough, not when it is still flour, right? All the different halachas that we have. What's the shear that one has to give challah from? So the Rambam says, again, this is going to be the beginning of our Masechta also, but Perek Vav, the Rambam says, halacha yud beis. How much does one have to give? The Rambam goes, the minimum shear of challah, as we'll see it in the Mishnayos, is only from the 5 grains, as the first Mishnah is going to tell us, and you need the 43.2 average-sized eggs. So how much is that? That's the Machlokas Achronim, the Chazonish, Rav Chaim Noah, Lamaisa. The Chazonish says a bracha is only with 2.25 kilo, 5 pounds, between 3 and 5 about is without a bracha, less than 3, there's no chiyuv. And Rav Chaim Noah has smaller shirim, maybe 4 pounds with a bracha, less than that, hafresha without a bracha, as we will see. There are two brachas involved, right? There's a bracha that one was mafrish, hafrasha, bracha on hafrasha, and there's bracha on the eating, which we don't do today, but there are two brachas reflecting the two mitzvahs of eating challah and of being mafrish challah. One shouldn't try to get out of the chiyuv of challah, of circumventing. The Gemara says this, but the Shulchan Aruch has this in Yeridea. Yeridea, there are a couple of simanim, and in Simen Shin Chav Dalid, Simen Shin Chav Dalid, the Shulchan Aruch says, Aser Laasos Isaso, Pachos Mi Kashir, Kede Lahafkia Mi Menu Chiyav Chala. I mean, nowadays we don't do it so much because we're only giving a tiny amount anyway, but again, in the days of old, one might have thought that also, you don't want to give so much to the Kohen, so I'm just going to make small dose, little by little, so I don't have to take a Chiyav Chala. No, it's a mitzvah. We should put ourselves into that situation. The Ramah, in the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, discusses also the minhag of Klal Yisrael to bake Chala, and the Bir Halacha there discusses, yeah, you should bake it, how could you buy? But the poskim say that's where bought wasn't as good as fresh. But if somebody could buy fresh, beautiful challah, then that is also okay. So we'll have to see the details as well. The parallels to Truma are mentioned by the Rambam as well. The Rambam in the end of Parakeh, Halacha Yud Gimel. The Rambam says, Hachala Nikres Truma Lefichach, Einan Itelas Elabin Amukaf, Kitruma. It's only taken in a mukaf, contiguous. That's why it has to be, let's say, next to and touching, coming from the dough. Then he tells Ben Atar ala Tami lechadchila. V'kol shamanu b'truma lo yitro mim tarmena truma kach b'chala. By truma, whatever we said that the hafrasha won't work, it doesn't work by chala either. V'kol shamanu lo yitro mizeh al zeh kach b'chala. You can't do one to the other. The same thing. V'kol she'ena ochal truma, ena ochal chala. V'kol ochal truma, ochal chala. Same rules. Whoever's allowed to eat it. In terms of being tar, in terms of being a kohen. Good. And then there's the bracha and the iser to be metame chala. Maybe just to end off the introduction with a thought of hashkafa, the Sefer HaChinuch writes on the mitzvah of chala, mitzvah shin pei hei. Shin pei hei in the mitzvah of parsha shlach, lavrish chala mikala isa. The sharshe mitzvah says the chinuch. The source, bread, symbolizes the basis and the yisodos of all food, the staple, that's the word. Mishar shei mitzvah, lefisha chiyuso shel adam bimizono. So a person lives on food. Verov ha'olam yichyu balechem, and bread. We don't have this so much as nowadays, but I think in some countries, bread is still a staple, it's served at every meal, but bread is definitely the symbol. Ratza ha'makom, Hashem wanted to give us his chus, to be able to do a mitzvah with our bread. Ratza ha'makom lezakoseinu b'mitzvah tmidis b'lachmeinu to give us a constant mitzvah k'deisha tenuach bracha bo so that bracha will be chal on it al yedei ha'mitzvah unekabel b'schus b'nafsheinu. And we get a schus for our nefesh by doing a mitzvah all the time. V'nimtzeis ha'isa mazon laguf u'mazon la'nefesh. So the dough that we have is both mazon for the body and mazon for the soul. Because by being mafresh challah, so then I give mazon for the soul. Gam l'man yichyu b'mishar si Hashem. And by the way, it's practically, it gives the kohanim and levim food to eat. Ha'oskim tamid ba'avodaso v'makonim mibli yagi klal. They don't have to work for it. They get a present. She'ilu b'trumas ha'goren yeshlem amel l'havir ha'tfua be'kvarav l'tchonosa. At least truma, they have to sift, they have to process. Avalkan, here, you're giving them dough? They just bake it. Yavo chukam lahem mi belit sar shalklum. They just have to bake it. But we get a bracha with our isab chala. The mitzvah chala allows us to get food for the body and food for the soul. I think I mentioned even recently the thought of Rav Zevin from the Torah of Alamoadim and Parsha Shlach, where he notes, why was chala given them? What's chala doing in Parsha Shlach? Right? Why isn't it mentioned in Korach by all the other mitzvahs kohanim? So the answer is, he says, because after the meraglim, what was the chet of the meraglim, says Rav Zevin, the chay was the bifurcation between Kedusha and this world. This world. The Nesiim wanted to stay in the Midbar. We don't want to go into Eretz Yisrael where we have to sanctify the physical and we have to build a country and we have to be responsible for all the physical things. No, let's stay here. We get the month from Shemayim and we have the Be'er and the Adon and the Akavid. Isn't this what Hashem wants, just to stay in the spiritual world? And that's obviously not true. That was a tragic mistake. Hashem wanted us to go into Eretz Yisrael and build the country and work and agriculture and everything involved. So there are two ways, Rav Zevin notes, that Kedusha can be connected to this world. Either we could bring up the world to the Kedusha, or we could bring the Kedusha down to this world. The two mitzvahs that are given to Klal Yisrael in Parsha Shlach are the two mitzvahs of Chala and Nesachim. The Nesachim, pouring the wine libations during certain karbanos, and the Chala. Why those two? Nesachim symbolizes bringing the Kedusha down. You pour the Nesachim. You pour it down. Chala, we just read the psukim, tarimu, you lift up. So those are the two messages that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving them, that the meraglim, that was the chait. The chait was the nituk, the break between the Kedusha and this world, and the tikkun is the symbol of these mitzvahs, bringing the Kedusha down or bringing the land up. Okay, here we go. First parak, daf aleph, chamisha dvarim chayav mechala, five grains. The five grains are chayav and chala, hachitim v'hasaorim, wheat and barley, kusmin, spelt, shibola shual, oats, as it's usually translated, vashifon, rye. Again, there are some that translate these words differently, but we'll just go with those five. Hare elu chayav mechala. The Mishnah repeats, these are the only ones that are chayav and challah. Any other type of flour, potato flour, corn flour, rice flour, those are not chayav in challah. Umitzdarfim zemzeh, and they can combine with each other in terms of the minimum shear. This doesn't mean, as we'll see later on in the Gemara, the Gemara Folda said, doesn't mean that all of them combine with all of them, but certain ones combine with certain ones. Right? Not, lo shitzdarfu kulan yachad. We again have the same mefarshim on the page, Baruch Hashem, our good friends, our new good friends, our Rabbeim, we should call them. The Mara Fulda, the Pnei Moshe, the Rasilio, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, the Gra, right? All of them are fresh on the page that help us out. So, their mitzarif, says the Mara Fulda, Veloshi Yitzarfu Kulan Yachad, the Min B'She'en Omino, Ena Mitzarif, right? There are certain groups within these five, but the barley and the chitim with the kusmin, right? The wheat and the spelt, and the barley with all, except for the chumet chusmin achitim. So, we'll have to see the details, but some of them will combine. V'yasurin b'chadosh b'lefnei ha-Pesach, and it's these five grains that are usher to eat before bringing the carbon of Omer on the second day of Pesach. Right? All others, corn and apples, you're allowed to eat chadosh before. We know the halacha of chadosh, that there is an isur daraisa to partake of the new grain before one brings the carbon. And if there's no Beis HaMikdash, you have to wait till after that day. After the day, the second day of Pesach. The isur of chadosh, anything that has taken root since last Pesach, cannot be eaten until the following Pesach. That's why after the first couple of months after Pesach, there is no Chadosh. It's all Yashan. It's all old. But after that, you know, as it gets closer to Pesach, then there is Chadosh. And that is what the Shulchan Aruch says. And that is what the Shulchan Aruch says both in Yaredeah, which is the where Chadosh is, and also in Arachayim. Arachayim in Hilchas Pesach, the end of Hilchas Pesach, where Sfiras Omer is discussed, Shulchan Aruch says, Tafei Tes Yud, Asur Lechol Chadosh, Af Izman Hazeh, Bein Lechem, Bein Kali, Bein Karmel. Doesn't matter how you prepare it. Ad Tpilas Lel Yud Ches Pesivan, until the beginning of the 18th, Lel Yud Ches. I mean, the first day of Pesach is Tezvav, and then Tezayin, and then Yud Zayin, because of the Sfeikat Yoma, right? The Eretz Yisrael, Tzchilas Lel Yud Zayin Ben Nisan. But that's the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says that. And that's one of the mysteries, as we know, where does it come from that many are Megal? The Ramah, it starts with the Ramah. The Ramah writes in Yaredeah, in the Siman about Chadash, Siman Reish Sadi Gimel in Yaredeah. The Shulchan Aruch says, Isur Chadosh Noheg, Bein Ba'aretz, Bein B'chutz La'aretz, Bein B'shal Yisrael, Bein B'shal Ovid Kochavim. All Tua is subject to the Isur of Chadosh. Tfua Shlo Eshrisha Kodem L'Tesayin B'Nisan, Asura Chiyavo Omer Abba. The Shulchan Aruch says, if Tua has not taken root before one Pesach, you have to wait till the following Pesach to partake of it. And that's where the Ramah has his Svek Sveika. Mikom Akom, Kol Stam Tfua Shari Lachar Pesach. This is the difficult Ramah, Svek Sveika. You have to know exactly what he means. There's a lot of lumdis here, but we'll just mention the Ramah. The Ramah says, if you buy tfu in the store, so then there's a Svek Sveika Lakula. Why? Maybe Safiki Mishana Sha'avra. Maybe it's last year's, or maybe it's this year's. And even if it's this year's, maybe it took root before the Omer. V'yim tips l'Omer, Mishana Zu, Mikamakam, Dilma, Nishrasha, Kodama Omer. So everyone asks on the Ramah, that's the same Safik. Last year's versus this year's, and even if it's this year's, last year's all pointed because it took root before the Omer. So what's the double suffix of the Ramah? That's a kasha. But there's much literature written about this. The Bach has his comments where he defends Klal Yisrael. The Mishnah Berurah already notes Mikom Akom Rova Olamein Yisarim Klal Beisar Chadash. Right? Nowadays, I think there's more and more people being Makbid, but the Mishnah Berurah notes already 100 years ago that many were not Makbid. Many were not Makbid. V'yesh elimdo aleim schus, some were malamed schus, lefishu davar kasha liozar bazeh. It's hard. Even though nowadays, in most modern countries, you could really do the research and find out. Some say that Chadash and Chutzlaretz is Darabanan, and this is and they were only goes there only for the lands next to Eretz Yisrael. Some say another schus is Chadash is only noy b'tfuah shel yis avalo b'shel nachrim. Oh, that the Bach talks about this. So there are many that that are fine kulas, but the Mishnah Berurah ends up by saying one should try not to be mekel. Af she'im b'yadinu limchos b'yad ha'mekilim mikol makom kol ba'al nefesh lo yismoch al ha'terim alalu v'yachmir la'atzma b'chol ma'she'ef shelo ki l'har b'gdolah b'yishonim u'isad ha'raisa b'chol gavni. So that's the, again, big discussion of the Isra of Chadash. So the Mishnah says that these are the five grains. Those are the ones that are chayv and chala. They're the ones that are mitzarif to each other. They're usur to eat before the Karban Omer Pesach. Umi liksar milfnei Omer. A halacha that we're not so familiar with today, but in the days of old, and even today, for certain agricultural involvements, you can't even cut the grain. You can't even cut this grain before the Omer. The Isra Ketzira, right? The Chazal say, Rishis Ketzirchem, the beginning of your Ketzira, right? The beginning of your cutting, that itself is also Usur, and that's quoted in the Rambam also, that's quoted in the Rambam, Inuchas Tmidim, Zayin Yud Gimel, Usur Liksar Be'eretz Yisrael Min Mechameshes Min Yitfua, Kodem Liksiris Omer, Shenema Reishes Ketzirchem, the Omer should be the beginning, She Tchila L'chol Ektsarim, Tchila, that should be it, and then the Rambam quotes the Mishnayis in Menachas, that only applies by Katsir, Sheroi L'havim En Omer, by Katsir that Omer could come from. By areas that Omer won't come from, so then it is not usur. So that's the Isser of Kitzira, v'mishrishu kodem laOmer Omer matiron. But if the Omer, if there was hashrasha before, so then the Omer is matir them v'imlav asur nashiyavo Omer abba. But if there was no hashrasha before, and you have to wait till the next to the next Omer. That is the Mishnah. Now we get into the Gemara, the beginning of the Gemara of Meseches Chala. Chamisha dvarim chayav and bchala v'chulu. So we know the five grains that are chayav and chala. What is the source? Why only these five grains? You can make flour out of other things also. So why only are these five grains chayav in chala? So says the Gemara, a couple of sources. Ksiv, first psha, maybe it's a pasuk from within the psukim that we just read in Sefer Bamidbar. V'haya ba'achol chamilechem aretz, tarimu truma l'ashem. When you eat from the bread of the land, pick up truma. Yochol you call adaram chayav machala. You might think all grains, whatever you make flour from, tamalomar mi lechem velo kol lechem, from the lechem, meaning some of them and not all of them. So it's an exclusion. So that's why you know only the five. Im mi lechem velo kol lechem ein li alechidim v'sarim bilvad. So if you say mi lechem, maybe I should limit it to the two main grains that are the most common: wheat and barley. Kusmin v'shibol shul v'shifon minayin. How do you know to include the other five? Tamalomar reishis arisozechem riba. That includes reishis arisozechem. All our grains are included. V'riba hakol. So why don't you include everything? Why do you include even more than the five? No answer given to that question. That's how the Marafolda and others read it. So why isn't there any answer given to that question? So the Marafolda says, because it's somewhat obvious. Look at the Marafolda, third wide line. Ve'ein teretz l'kush yizos. Delochashla, there's no answer given in the Gemara because the Gemara did not feel that it had to. Because you go logically, what's included? What's similar to those grains? That's what it went through. Dehadamar bina and hashlosha dvarim, that which we include the other three, lefishein minan shel haprat, because they're the most similar to the two main of barley and wheat. Kidetan perek tal ben mechilton, as we'll see in the fourth perek, in terms of defining min and mino. That is why the Gemara did not answer the question. Number one. Number two, we continue. Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Shimon. Tani Rabbi Yishmalke, and Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Shimon, in the name of Rabbi Shimon, said, the Rabbi Shmuel also said this. Rabbi Yona, Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Shimon, men Lakish b'shem Rabbi Yishmael. The following, Rabbi Yona and Rabbi Zeira said in the name of Rish Lakish, said in the name of Rabbi Yishmael. On Rabbi Mana, Rabbi Mana has a different version of the Misora. Azlas the Kesarin, I went to Kesaria. B'shamis, Rabbi Achva, Rabbi Zeira v'Abba. I saw these three great rabbis, including Abba, that's his father. Rabbi Mana's father was Rabbi Yona. They were all Havi Amar Le B'shem Rabbi Yishmael. They were all saying in the name of Rabbi Yishmael, the following source. A different source. How do you know only these grains and not outside of these five grains? So, number one was a source within, local in Parsha Shlach. And now we have Gzeira Shava, right? We skip the word Omer. Nemar lechem be Pesach, but nemar lechem be Chala. It says lechem by Pesach, and it says by Matzah, and it says lechem by Chala. Ma lechem ha'amur bevshenemar be Pesach, darvishu bali de Matzah v'chametz. Just like the lechem that's by Pesach, what grains can you use for matzah? Only ones that can become chametz, that can be leavened. Darvishu baladei matzah v'chametz. So only those five are included. Af lechem she'emer b'chala, darvishu baladei matzah v'pesach. So to the lechem that says b'chala, we say it's only those five that can become chametz and are called matzah. Right? So the limud is also in the Bavli. Darvishu baladei chimutz there excluded. If you remember, is the rice. Ubadku matzo the Gemara says, "Ubadku matzu she'in l'cha bali de matzu v'chametz al chameshes amini bavad." They did checks, they did experiments, and they found out that only these five grains, right, wheat, barley, oats, belts, and rye, those five, when they are the process of fermenting takes place and leavening takes place, so then they rise and they go through the process called chimutz. V'shar kalat varim ein abam bili matzav v'chametz elo de sirchon. The other ones have a different type of chemical reaction, but it's called sirchon, some type of spoiling and not chimutz. And that is why only these five are included. So it's based on Gzeira Shava and the svara given. Tani, Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Karmis chayeves b'chala. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri argues, and he says karmis, which is a different type of grain, not dafka one of the five. That's also chayev and chala. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri amar ba hilideich matzav chametz. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, I agree with your yisod, but I think this one also becomes matzah and chametz. I think it's also ba lidei chimutz. For Rabbanan amar neinim ba lidei matzav chametz. Rabbanan say it's not. It doesn't come lidei matzav chametz. So ask the Gemara. We had this earlier in an earlier mesechta. V'yivdekuha. What's the machlokas about? Just check. You know what happens? You know, the machlokas about chimutz, not chimutz. Why don't you just check what exactly happens? Right? How? Why is there a machlokas about this? Right, Mara Folda. Basically, what's the machlokas? How could there be a machlokas about Metzius? How could there be a machlokas about just what happens? Pnei Moshe. V'yamai pligi b'davar shenucha livdok v'la'amod alav. Im baladei chimutz alo. So, what is the day? And remember the Ramban in the beginning of Chulin quotes this, beginning of Ilu Trefus quotes this regarding how could you have a machlokas whether something's a trefer or not. So, quotes this type of machlokas. So, why don't you check? So, the Gemara answers, they did check, but there was a machlokas about the findings of the experiment. Al ikr b'dikusayim chokim. They did check and they look at it and one of them looks at it and says, oh, that's chimus, and one of them says, it's not chimus. V'yocham enuri amar batkuha umatsua shi bali de matzav chametz. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says they did go through the experiment, and he called that chimutz. V'rabbanan amrin, and the rabbanan say batku avalo matzu osa shu baladei matzav chimutz. They said no, they didn't find that it was baladei matzav chimutz. What does that mean? They didn't find, they didn't accept it. So look in the Mara folda. Rabbanan savri she batku ha velo matzu ben chimutz gamur. They didn't find it was chimutz a little bit. But it wasn't a full chimutz. V'habedika zos i'efshar livdok ela chachamim gedolim harishonim habekiyin ma'od. And they didn't trust their own decisions. They felt that, you know, we can't change this. We can't rely on this, except the earlier chachamim who were gedolim, who were bekiyin, and obviously in the chemical process also. But chimutz or not, we can't, so we don't know. So therefore, we're not changing it. We're not including it. If you look in the Rav Chaim Kanievsky, he doesn't talk about the earlier generations. He just says, no, they saw, they decided that this isn't chimutz. This is sirchon. And therefore, they said it's not included. So that's the question is how to understand that lashon of the Gemara. They didn't find that it became a matzav chimutz. Does that mean they didn't come to the maskana for sure, or they came to the maskana that it was sirchon? That's the question, how to read that, line. But either way, this is the machlokas, whether Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri includes it, because they did this bedika, and the machlokas was about the findings. The Gemara says, there's a similar discussion. This we had already back in Trumas. Tamantanini, we learned in the Mishnah, in Maseches Trumas, in the 10th parak, tapuach sherisku, an apple, if we translate tapuach as an apple, some type of fruit, or if Shafter likes to say tapuach is some type of citrus fruit, not an apple, or not a regular sweet apple. But tapuach sherisku, if you have a tapuach of truma that was crushed, and you could use some of the tapuach also as a leavening agent, not as good of a leavening agent as yeast, but it was a leavening agent, so they crushed it up, they put it into a dough. So usually, you know, we know shishim is mevatel, whatever is put into it, but here, because it's a leavening agent, and it's nikar, the effect of it into the dough, so therefore it's not batel. So tabur shirisku v'naslo tocha isa, v'chimsa harezu asura, and it caused it to rise, that's asur, of truma, right? It's truma, therefore it's also to a czar. Tani Rabbi Yossi Omer Mutter. Rabbi Yossi says, no, it's Mutter, it's Batel, right? The little bit of leavening of the tapuach is Batel B'shishim. Ravacha Rabbi Yavo B'shem Rabbi Yossi Rechanina Ma Pligin. The machlokes is about B'mechames B'meimav. The machlokes is when you use the juices of the tapuach to cause it to rise. Avo B'mechames B'gufo. But if you didn't use the juices, you just used it itself, Dibri Yakol Mutter. That's like nothing what takes place. That's not called chimutz at all. Right, so again, it's a question about what machlokes of Yossi and the Rabbanan. What exactly happens when you use the mema, when you use the juices? Rabbi Yossi kedaite. Rabbi Yossi goes like his reasoning in Hilchas Shabbos. Duamar Taman. Rabbi Yossi says over there, we don't paskin this way. Rabbi Yossi says over there, if you have toldos in a Mishnah in Shabbos, if you have toldos ish, usually we paskin that if you take a pot off of the fire, you can still cook midaraisa in that pot, even though it's not on the fire anymore. Rabbi Yossi says, no, if you cook in a pot that's no longer on the fire, it's not the same type of cooking. It's not going to accomplish the same thing. Ain't at least this is the version of the Yerushalmi of the Machlokas. Ain't tafshilo tafshil barer. Right? It's not going to cook so well, and therefore that's not going to be bishul daraisa on Shabbos. V'chein hu omer hacha ein chimutz o chimutz barer. So to hear by the tapuach, if using it, it's chimutz is not barer, and therefore I don't think it's so nikar, and therefore it could be batel. Therefore it could be batel. And the Rabbanan obviously hold not that way. They say, no, we think it is significant. So again, it's another Machlokas about how do you look at a certain type of chemical process that is going on. Good. So we will stop here as we had a haschala in Maseches Challah. Baruch Hashem, we did Daf Aleph.